It is a pleasure. It is an honor to do my program completely devoted, basically, although the first hour or two we had to take care of some other news and business, but here in the last few hours, a couple of hours of the show, all devoted to these very incredible women who lead. And they are the tip of the iceberg. Ann came up with this idea 11 years ago. She presented the idea, and we all said, that's fabulous. So she, little did she know how much work she was asking for, because she is the person behind Women Who Lead. She picks the women, and that is not an easy job with all of the women who lead around us, which is why our next guest is so very special, and I believe this is our last recipient. Well, I just looked over to Ann, and she's gone. So I'm going to say yes, this is our last recipient. And we know her well because we do so many things with Rock Ventures and Bedrock and Quicken and however many names. There's 103 family of companies.
You got it.
I can't name them all, but I can name Rock Ventures Chief Diversity Officer, Trina Govan-Scott. And the reason I remember Trina is I don't remember coming across too many people who have the energy that you have and the joy you bring to your job.
I love it. Everything that I do is really devoted to the community, devoted to our team members and to my family. So what better role could I have?
I don't know. But you're a great role model for everybody, especially for young girls, but young boys as well. So, I mean, to see the way you approach what you do is refreshing, and I really appreciate you and all the times that we've joined together to talk about important things. Trina joined the Rock family of companies to lead the diversity and inclusion team in early 2017. She spent the previous 10 years with a public accounting firm where she focused on the company's corporate social responsibility efforts, and while there, Trina launched a youth mentorship program centered around college access in 30-plus U.S. urban cities, which helped more than 1,000 young people get accepted to college. You're a native Detroiter.
Native Detroiter from the West Side. Very proud.
And good for you for that. And you've traveled around. You've done other things. But you're back home.
Yes.
This is clearly where you belong.
I couldn't be more happy to be a part of an organization like Rocket Companies, where we're focused on the community, not just having the bottom line and the profit that we make, but for more than profit, giving back to the community, and that's what everything we do. So the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Paul W., you know that we've enjoyed getting to know you and being engaged in that way, but also that the community can participate in if you're a golfer or not. So it's one of the things that I'm most proud of to be a part of. Not only am I a native Detroiter, but I'm also a golfer. So it's like coming home to all the things that are important to me and that are engaging for the community.
When I think of all of the things that Rocket Mortgage has, all the gifts Rocket Mortgage has brought to Detroit, it's rather astonishing. I don't remember anyone being so keyed in on Detroit as Dan Gilbert and his team, you being part of that team, in keying in on Detroit and promoting Detroit. Now, look, Christopher Illich has done a fabulous job, mm-hmm. and his mom and dad started it off with a great job. When people were running out of Detroit, they were running back into Detroit deeper. Mm-hmm. But you can't think of a lot of people who have done that. And Dan Gilbert, as a substantially younger man, mm-hmm. came in here proudly from his alma mater, Michigan State University, and has done an incredible job in so many ways. Now, I know you earned a bachelor's degree in finance from Oakland University, and I don't know if you competed in golf in college, but I know you competed on the women's basketball team.
Yes, I did. I'm a proud alum of OU and also on the board of trustees, and I couldn't be more excited about being able to give back. I did play on the course. My husband is here, and I got a chance to play with him on the Oakland course, but I did play basketball, not golf in college. But my dad always told me that basketball I would play for a finite time, but golf is infinite. You would play for the rest of my life. So he was so right.
Are you a good golfer?
I think I'm decent.
Oh, boy, she must be really good. Because usually people say, I'm okay. And then you go, well, they're good. But for you to say, I'm pretty decent. Oh, my. Remind me not to play her for money. Anyway, but can you dunk? Could you dunk when you were playing?
I jumped like Bill Laimbeer, which is if anybody remembers, he gets off the floor about this
an inch,
high.
2 inches maybe. Now he's going to kill me when I see him. But he wasn't a big jumper.
No.
But I played. I only got as far as high school, and I only got in the games at Monroe Catholic Central High School when we were way ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, I was one of those guys, so that when I went in with the other losers, the other guys, the crowd would actually cheer. Because they knew we obviously had the game in the bag or we wouldn't be going in. Right. But I'm picturing you driving the key.
Well, it was almost like, I mean, I said I jumped like Bill Laimbeer, but I likened myself to Dennis Rodman. I was always on the floor, was never a big scorer, but I was always diving for balls and keeping the team engaged and cheering the team on. So I played as much as I could, but I was never about what was in the score box. It was about making sure that we all were united on trying to win.
Trina, do you play in any, like, social leagues or anything like
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. No. I can't even play pig anymore.
I'm thinking like our Link Bessert, who's one of the account executives here. We got Link Bessert here, Ron Smerigan, Jeff Marcereau, the mayor of WJR. They all have done their own sports, but Link still, he was a professional hockey player for a while, played in college. He still gets out there and plays hockey every week.
Well, one of my dear friends, Chuck Wilson, is here with me, and Chuck called me out on the court about 3 weeks ago. We had the Rock Olympics as we've been bringing team members back into it, and I can just say that Chuck, I'm forever indebted to him embarrassing me.
He's laughing pretty hard on this one.
I think I hit the rim one time.
Well, you are, no pun intended, I guess it just works out to be a pun, you are a good sport, and you are a good person. And every time that we've spent any time together, Trina Govan-Scott, as Chief Diversity Officer for Rock Ventures, I'm always come away having learned some more and feeling good. You just have a natural ability to do that. Now, I shouldn't say that, because you may be working very hard to do that. Whichever way it is, it works.
Well, I attribute it to my parents. My mother is here with me. My dad is listening. And they just set a really solid foundation of being good people. And they showed us that each and every day. And that's what I try to do and my siblings try to do. So it's something that is embedded in me. And I do work hard on it. It's not easy. But I feel like what you put out in the universe, you get back, Paul W. So just try to do the best I can, not trying to be perfect, just trying to continue to progress.
Words that we can all live by. And I congratulate you and your support team of your husband, your daughter, your niece, and all that you've been doing. I know you like to spend free time with family and friends and giving back to the community. You've done a great job with that. And for all of these reasons, including your job as Chief Diversity Officer for Rock Ventures, I am proud to induct Trina Govan-Scott into the WJR 2021 Class of Women Who Lead.
Thank you.
Congratulations
Thank
to you.
Thank you. Very honored. Thank you.
As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760 WJR.